This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today, we feel a little disjointed in that we're not covering a venue like a brick and mortar, as they say. Today, we're doing the virtual world of the internet.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. Well, it's here to stay, I think.
We're out there winging it.
Right. I was at the West Coast Art and Framing Conference early this year, and as part of the talk there, it was disclosed that since 2008, 60% of the galleries nationwide have closed, and we've certainly seen that in this area. Fewer galleries mean that artists are showing more in coffee shops, restaurants, mm-hmm. almost anywhere they can.
Fewer galleries, but more artists.
Yeah, at least the same artists, right. Mm-hmm. More studios are open. Mm-hmm. And so we were thinking about, okay, how's the internet doing? Mm-hmm. Are more people going there? There certainly are many there. So that was kind of our assignment between us this time. I contacted five artists, all of them in Oregon. They have use two online venues. One is ArtSpan and one is Etsy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar with both of those. My sister, Cheryl Long, is on ArtSpan, mm-hmm. and I am a member of Etsy because I often buy there.
Okay, and then you found a couple
two
more.
Satchi Online.
Satchi. How do you uh-huh. spell that?
S-A-A-T-C-H-I, Satchi
okay.
Online,
okay.
and also DeviantArt. DeviantArt is a site where you can belong to it and put up pictures of your art for free. You can also put it up there for sale, and a lot of people do. It's a huge site. They do everything from traditional art, photography, artisan crafts, literature, film, animation, flash, designs, all kinds of, it's really large.
Hmm.
Very interesting. They have a very efficient search engine, so you can focus in on, if you like digital art, you can be more specific about mm-hmm. the area of digital art that you like.
Okay.
And they sell things like crazy, but you know, it's along the lines of sweaters and sweatshirts, and
right.
I just bought a really cool camera bag that was designed by somebody there.
Okay. Well, that sounds a lot like Etsy, and Etsy is spelled mm-hmm. E-T-S-Y. I think it was one of the first art craft places that had online mm-hmm. stores. And I talked to, or I contacted Sheila Walters out of Bend. She's a member of Etsy. She does acrylic paintings, a very broad range of subject matters. I just wanted to read a little bit of what she said. She said, I've sold pieces to customers in China, Texas, Colorado, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, and California. That's the beauty of the internet. I'm not limited to my geography, which I thought
mm-hmm.
that's a really interesting mm-hmm. angle to this whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
Well, I spoke to my sister about this as well, and she has also sold paintings just all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that they sell briskly, but fairly steadily.
Right. I also communicated with Rebecca McDonald out of Salem. Their website or their online store is All Art by James, and James is her husband. She says Etsy's been a fantastic experience. The community's really great, and most of all, the ability to gain visibility on the web is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that I communicated with say that they're still showing in other places
mm-hmm.
and that this online store is an addition to, but certainly not carrying
right.
the load.
Well, think about where you go to see art. Farmers market, the holiday market, festivals, any place where people gather together in a festive mood, and you see a piece of art that you like. I often buy jewelry, paintings, photography. You know, I'm a collector.
Mm-hmm.
And people give me their card. And I have often seen Etsy, and just this year, found an artist on Etsy and purchased a second piece.
Right.
So it's a way of continuing the contact with the customer.
Exactly. Gladys Bacon Rust of Vanita, she's on ArtSpan, and she made exactly that point that it's a good place to send people,
mm-hmm.
that you still have to promote yourself, but it's a very powerful tool to send to. And she said it makes me a legitimate artist to those people, not just a little old lady Sunday painter. I thought that was interesting.
That's right. Well, I've been looking at Satchi Online. I was sent there by an Italian painter, Marco Minato, who sells through this site. And one thing that I've noticed about these sites as I've cruised through them is that they're working really hard to be constantly changing, finding ways to catch people's attention. This particular site is doing 100 curators in 100 days, and they're finding curators like from the Istanbul Museum who curates and chooses beautiful art and talks about it. So there's always educational aspects as well.
Right. Well, one, I want to mention one other artist, Denise Bruckman from Jefferson. She also has an online store through Etsy. And she says, one of my biggest challenges with online sales is promoting myself. And so please use my name, Laugh Out Loud. I can use all the help I can get. Yes. So I wanted to make sure and mention Denise.
Great.
So there's lots of venues out there, the brick and mortar type, and the internet is full of possibilities.
Well, I would just say that when you do a search, you could put Oregon artists, but if you find one Oregon artist, you'll go out and see artists from all over the world.
Exactly. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
This is Sandy Brown Jensen.